The core event is a series of divine plagues upon Egypt, executed through Moses and Aaron, to compel Pharaoh to release the Israelite people from slavery. The main characters are the Lord, Moses and Aaron, as his agents, set within the context of the Israelites' oppression and God's promise of deliverance. Lord instructs Moses to demand Israel's release from Pharaoh, a warning of a plague on Egyptian livestock, which occurs exactly as stated, while sparing Israel's animals. Pharaoh's heart remains unyielding. Moses then tosses soot, causing festering boils on Egyptians and their animals. But Pharaoh's heart is hardened. Roys brings a devastating hailstorm that destroys crops and kills exposed people and animals. Except in Goshen, Pharaoh confesses sin and asks for prayer, but hardens his heart again after relief. Lord declares his purpose in hardening Pharaoh to display his power. A plague of locusts is then sent, devouring all remaining vegetation after Pharaoh initially bargains to keep Israel's families and livestock behind. After prayer removes the locusts, Pharaoh's heart is again hardened. Moses brings a palpable darkness over Egypt for 3 days, though Israel has light. Pharaoh offers another compromise to keep the livestock, but upon Moses' refusal and the Lord hardening his heart, Pharaoh expels Moses from his presence. New Testament references this narrative, quoting God's statement about raising Pharaoh to display his power and proclaim his name, illustrating God's sovereign choice to harden whom he wills. The psalm recalls these events, quoting God's striking of Egypt's firstborn and the signs and wonders performed against Pharaoh and his servants. This sequence details the 5th through 9th plagues, demonstrating escalating intensity and Pharaoh's repeatedly hardened response despite concessions. Events progress the conflict toward the final plague, positioning this as a critical phase in the Exodus narrative, where God's power and sovereignty are unequivocally displayed for both Egypt and Israel, a theme later referenced to explain divine sovereignty in the New Testament.